Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode. So first things first, I'm super excited because all this month on the podcast and also inside of our 12-month group coaching program, the Purpose to Service Academy, we're going to be talking about attracting and serving your perfect paying clients. So if you're a coach or an online service provider of some sorts, you may be feeling stuck or even frustrated with how you're going to get your next paying client. And I don't believe that we should be spending like all of our energy hunting down our next client. Now, that's not to say that you don't have to shoot your shot or create an actual marketing strategy. What I mean is I never want you to feel like you are begging for people to work with you. And I definitely don't want you to feel that insecurity or frustration that comes with not knowing how you're going to get your next client. So this month, I want to talk about, again, how to set your business up in a way that makes you and your brand a new client magnet. So expect some great content headed your way here on the podcast. And also to really like wrap things up at the end of this month, I'm going to be teaching a free live workshop on Tuesday, May 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern, which really breaks down like my tried and true strategies for attracting your perfect paying clients. So you can sign up for the free workshop by heading over to aliciarobertson.com/webinar. And if you're driving or you're busy right now, completely understand. I'm going to leave the link for that workshop in the show notes as well. So this week, I wanted to talk about messaging and more specifically positioning. So one of the best ways to really attract new clients is to position yourself as an expert in your industry. So when someone thinks about building a business with intention, I'm one of the people that pops into mind because I have spent years telling y'all that I want to help you to build your business with intention. So if I were an influencer who wanted to learn more about working with brands, then the first name that pops into my mind is Maddie James. Or when I think about being a female-owned business who wants to hit $1 million in revenue and beyond, one of the first names that pops into mind for me is Rachel Rogers. And it's because these women have spent years positioning themselves as experts in this space. So I want you to take a moment. Just pause for a second. Think about your industry. So who is the first person that comes to mind for your audience or even for yourself? Is it you? You know, let me know. If you're watching this on YouTube, like leave a comment. If you're listening to this, you can go over to Instagram and let me know. So I want to know, who is the first person that comes to mind for you when it comes to like your industry? If it's not you, or if you don't feel like you are the first person that pops into mind for your audience, then I want you to keep listening because we're going to talk about the like 3 to 4 different ways to really position yourself as an expert in your industry, even if you don't feel like you are. So before we get into the tips, I want to say too that a lot of imposter syndrome tends to come up for many of us when we talk about being an expert. And I'm going to go a little bit deeper into this later in the show. But when we start to feel that imposter syndrome of I'm not an expert and I don't know what I'm doing and all of these things, I want you to remember and I want you to know that you are an expert. If you have the experience, if you have the training, if you have the education, if you have the knowledge, if you've paid for the training in these specific areas of your industry, then you are an expert. The only thing that is, stopping you from believing that is because you are, you know, you may not have hit the level of success that you desire. So like for me, for a very long time, it was hard for me to call myself a coach and to really position myself as an expert because I wasn't making $1 million. I didn't have this big, fabulous team. You know, I didn't have, you know, 30 plus years or whatever under my belt of experience. So I felt like I couldn't call myself an expert because I didn't have all of those things. But in fact, I was an expert because for the audience that I was trying to reach, I was 3 to 4 steps ahead of them. I was where my audience was trying to reach to. And that's exactly what made me an expert. I had the experience. I had the knowledge. I had strategies that worked for myself in the past and also worked for other people in the past. And I was 3 to 4 steps ahead of where my audience currently was. So that is what makes you an expert. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't care what you're about to tell me because I'm not good at this. It's not going to work for me. You know, whatever lies that you have been telling yourself, I want you to know right now that you are an expert. You just have to like bring it out of yourself and position yourself in your industry so that you are the go-to person. All right, that was my spiel, my little mindset spiel there. So let's talk about messaging. So you've probably seen or heard of this formula before. So it's who you help plus the transformation that you take your audience through. So for example, I help overworked and overwhelmed coaches and online service providers to launch their signature service offer and serve their clients with less stress and more intention. That is my brand message. It's the who I help, so overworked and overwhelmed coaches and online service providers, and it's the transformation that I help them through to launch their signature offer and serve their clients with less stress and more intention. So that is my brand message. If you've listened to this podcast episode since we went through our big rebrand, you know that is what I do. It's who I serve. If you've been to my website, you'll see it all over there. If you've gone, you know, to my sales page, you've seen it there. So like literally everywhere I'm showing up online, you are hearing this brand message over and over and over again. So how does your message attract new clients? So in the sea of people who follow you on social media or even consume your content in other platforms, your message lets your perfect clients know exactly how you're going to help them and the problem to solve while also weeding out those who may not be a good fit. So it's going to attract those who need you. So if you're saying you want to work with single moms who are deciding to homeschool, then out of the sea of women who may be married or not have kids or may have their children in traditional schools, you are going to attract those single moms who are interested in homeschooling because your brand message says, hey, I see you, I hear you, I have experience, and I am ready to help you through whatever struggles or pain points you're currently experiencing. So it definitely helps you to attract those who are going to be a good fit for what you have to offer, but are also going to weed out those who may enjoy consuming your content, who may love seeing pictures of your kids or interacting with you online, but may not be a good fit for your actual offer. And what we want to do, again, is attract those perfect paying clients. So it's a win-win for both of you. Now, this message means nothing, like literally nothing, if you create it and then just keep it to yourself. So to really position yourself as the expert that you are, this message should be shared on your website. It should be shared throughout your content and any places that you are being interviewed or being featured. So if you guys have ever heard me on an interview or podcast, whenever or even like a you know, another media outlet that I have been featured on, if I am given the opportunity to, you know, introduce myself or talk about myself or talk about what I do, I am going to say that I help overworked and overwhelmed, you know, coaches and online service providers to launch their signature offer and serve their clients with less stress and more intention. Like, that is what I am going to help you do, and like that is where I share it, and that is one of the ways that I have been able to position myself as an expert in this industry, because I'm always constantly reiterating that message. No matter if you find me online, if you find me on my website, if you listen to me through the podcast or on YouTube, you are going to hear that message. All right, so let's talk about positioning through your content. So content isn't dead. In fact, great content is not only what has helped me to consistently get new clients month after month, but it is also what helped me to go full-time in my coaching business many years ago. So the best thing about creating great, consistent content is the fact that it helps to build your authority, it builds trust, and of course positions you as an expert in your industry. So your content should be used to educate your potential clients, to help them to move past any hesitations that may stop them from truly believing that what they want is possible for them to achieve. And it also should be used to provide your audience with quick wins that make them, you know, really build that trust with you or make them want to build that trust with you and learn more about what you have to say. So I want you to ask yourself, how can you use your content to get potential clients ready to book that call or ready to apply to your program? So how are you building trust through your content? How are you helping your audience move past some of those mental shifts that may really be holding them back? So just think about it. Week after week, you're creating this incredible content that your audience just absolutely raves about. So just enough to where you're helping them to make a big mindset shift or helping them to, you know, get like a very small like win in whatever it is that they're struggling with. So when your audience gets to another pain point or they're deciding to take the next step in their life or maybe in their business and they say, oh, I need help with figuring out how to start homeschooling, or I need help with launching my signature offer, or I need help with figuring out how to get my toddler to eat, which is something I am actually struggling with. When they think of that, because you have shown up consistently in such an impactful way through your content, they are going to think of you first. So you want to be seen as one of the go-to people in your industry. Like, that is the goal, and the best way to do that is going to be through your content. All right, so let's talk about visibility. So my friend Monique is actually doing an entire series this month on her podcast, Pimp Your Brilliance, around visibility. So make sure you head over to her show and hit subscribe because it's going to be good. But one of the issues I feel like we face again with imposter syndrome and when that starts to kick in is that we know we need to put ourselves out there, but we may not feel like qualified enough to call ourselves again as an expert. So we end up holding all of our content to ourselves, all of our knowledge to ourselves, all of just our genius we hold to ourselves. But you cannot truly position yourself as an expert in your industry if no one knows that you exist. So you have to make yourself visible, and not only on your own platform. So showing up on your own platforms is definitely going to be important, but you need to be finding ways to show up on others as well. So are you pitching yourself to be featured on other podcasts or different media outlets? Are you collaborating with others in your industry so that you can get your message out to a new audience? So visibility should definitely be a part of like your client attraction strategy, because at some point you're going to hit a limit with your current audience and what they are going to be like willing to buy. So that's one of the things that I've experienced, you know, just recently, is that I haven't been too focused on like list building. So normally the majority of my sales and things come through my email list, but after a while, if you're not consistently growing that list or getting new people into like your funnel, you're going to hit a point where those who are going to buy have already bought your offer, and you know, those who aren't going to buy are just going to keep consuming your content. So you almost hit a cap on how much you can sell. So you have to think about, okay, how can I continue to like push the needle and kind of get more people into my space? You know, people who may not know who I am, people who may not have heard about my offer, or have, you know, people I may have not been able to pitch to in the past. How can I get them into my space and eventually get them to pay for my service offer? So think about how you can make yourself more visible. All right, so the last point is my favorite point, and I try to bring this up in every single podcast episode that I record, and that is consistency. So we've talked about messaging and content and visibility, and all those things are great, but I can't end this episode without talking about staying consistent. So I'm sure, again, I've mentioned this in every single episode that I've ever created, but you can't expect consistent results with inconsistent efforts. So you can't produce one piece of content a month and expect your clients to just leap to work with you. And you can't switch up your messaging every other day and expect potential clients to have a clear understanding of how to work with you. So not saying that things can't change, but even if they do, you have to find a consistent schedule, a consistent routine for putting yourself out there so that you are attracting your perfect paying clients and so that your perfect paying clients can actually find you. All right, so remember, consistency is key. You have to create some type of structure or schedule within your brand in order to consistently put yourself out there so that you can consistently attract new perfect paying clients. All right, so that's it for this week's episodes, my friend. Don't forget, on May 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern, I'm hosting a free live workshop all about attracting and serving your perfect paying clients. So if you want to join us and learn more about my tried and true strategies for client attraction, head over to AliciaRobertson.com/webinar. And if you enjoyed this episode, I want you to head over to Instagram and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment below and let me know what you got from this episode. All right, you guys, I will see you next week. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram at @TheAliciaNicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.